check. You out terrorizing the world again?
Probably. Good afternoon, Patrick. Yes, Bernice is got to go over and gather up mass consumables from Ingalls. She does the 4th of July celebration down at the daughter's house. And she makes all the treats, and Amy does all the grilling and stuff like that. And so I got to go. I guess that's what it's for, isn't it? Some of it.
Hi, Patrick.
I hope Tom's behaving.
Don't put me over, Kathleen.
It's starting to cloud up as usual. How you getting along, bud?
Went back to the doctor yesterday for my 3-week checkup, and they couldn't believe how well I was doing.
Standing. More of the foundries around here been working full time trying to get caught back up on the metal they put in you.
Didn't be no trouble. It wasn't a whole lot.
Had a full knee replacement, Patrick, or what'd they call it?
Knee replacement. It's a knee I can't remember what the fancy word for it is, but arthroplasty or something like that. But they replaced the top part of the lower bone, and then the cartilage in between, and then the lower half of the top, your femur.
It's just a blessing. That's totally amazing, isn't it? I'm telling you, that's great. In the fact that you're recovering so quickly, you're as good as Bernice. She really recovered quickly, and she never even took a pain pill, just Tylenol. And she said, well, I didn't even really need that, but it helped a little.
So I took some of the pain pills because doing the knee, they get rough with you for some reason. I don't know all the ins and outs. There's videos on YouTube you could watch, but I haven't watched them. Don't care to. Don't want to know. But with the bruising that was on my leg, I know they had to get pretty rough.
Patrick, I'd get assigned something to do in the operating room, and I'd go down there and I'd be standing outside those doors in those what we called orthopods. Orthopedic surgeons would come out of there and they'd be sweating. And as I was standing there, it sounded like somebody building a house and hammering on things inside of there, in the saws and that. It was incredible. And then they say, Tom, can't you turn that air conditioning down a little more? I'd say, Doctor, it's 54 degrees in there. The air conditioner won't do any better than that. it's very physical. And we only had 2 operating rooms, and they'd do 4, sometimes they said 6 one time, in each one of those in a day. Just totally amazing.
For HKX. Yeah, sometimes technology amazes you what they can do, and other times it amazes you at how bad it really is.
I resemble that. They loused up my surgery 4 different times, and twice they didn't think I'd live through it, and one time they told Bernice not to marry me because I wasn't going to live that long when I was 19, and we weren't married yet, and the other time I was in the Naval Hospital, and they let me wake up long enough to say goodbye to my wife, and then give me another shot and put me back to sleep. I'd already had, 6 hours of surgery or something like that? At least 6 hours of surgery, and they took me back for about 4 more. So, I know what you're talking about, but you know what? That's been about 50 years ago. They've advanced just a little bit since the Neanderthal days.
Been doing that for another reason. They knew how much trouble you were going to be, so they were trying to head off all that for Miss Bernice and save her some heartache there.
That's one. I didn't give you two. Well, I can tell you, I hurt the rest of my life, and I still do, from their little mistakes, but I don't think they did it on purpose. You know what? Nobody's perfect, and the human body's all different, Patrick.
It's absolutely miraculous at what it's capable of doing.
A parking place over here. But there's a pretty little truck. It's kind of cute. It's called a Santa Cruz. Hyundai makes that. Looks like those, a bigger version of the Subaru Brat. You probably don't remember those, but you might. Oops. The car just about stopped itself there in the parking place. Well, we've been inside most of the day. They got a nice, strong breeze out there down here now. I can't tell you an accurate temperature because the car was like, 78, 79 degrees when we pulled out of the garage, of course. But I'll let you go, and we're certainly happy that you're doing well and can't wait to see you. It's too bad you weren't here this week. Bernice made a homemade pizza. I don't know, Patrick, you ever tried that or not. It's a German nut roll. I just love it. I just had two pieces of it and a cup of coffee. Your eggs down to the daughter because we're getting overrun with them after a while. And they slowed down a little bit here today. I only got, how many did I get? Eight? Seven. Seven today. Usually I get eight, nine, ten. But slow down because they got to go molts, and I know. But I think it's the heat, Patrick. I didn't put up fans on this year. I guess I should have. But they're doing fine. My neighbor never puts any fans. So I haven't set them out there yet. It's been too hot for me to get out in it. I have to take a nitro just to go out there and back at times. Anyways, you take care, my friend. I'm glad you jumped in here and catch you down the line. I haven't been getting down to the basement until late, and so I haven't been getting on about 8:30. If I do, holler at me. KO4HKX and 0TR73's Patrick.
You and Miss Bernice, be careful out there and enjoy your day. And good to talk to both of you. And look forward to seeing you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.